Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Rick Capital. We have with us today from the management Mr. Rajeev Gupta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Tulyani, President and CFO, Mr. Surendra Gupta, Chief Compliances Officer, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Gupta for the industry outlook. Following that, Mr. Nitin Tulyani will take over for the financial overview. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I hope you and your families are in good health. It is a pleasure to welcome you all in Quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earning conference call. I hope you all had the opportunity to review the financial results and investors' presentations, which are available in the stock exchanges, uploaded today itself. Now, Quarter 2 remained challenging for entire textile, mainly in view of imposition of 50% tariff on all textile goods by U.S. government and due to geopolitical situation across the globe. There was panic and also the feeling of uncertainty across industry segments to handle the situations and, more importantly, to remain viable financially. Especially the garmenters were under great stress as the shipments got stuck and the buyers were asking for heavy discounts on the already booked orders as well. This impacted the entire supply chain on account of heavy inventories, low orders, tight liquidity position, and hence impacting the viability of the operations. Industry was trying to handle this situation through renegotiation with the buyers of U.S. and also exploring the possibilities of shifting their production basis of the low tariff destinations to Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and many others. But this had significant impact on profitability, especially in Q2 and partially in Q3 as well. There was some anticipation for relief on account of FTA with the countries like UK, UAE, and many more in discussion with the government. But this also is taking a lot of time in implementation. Now, further removal of import duty on cotton was supposed to be a welcome step, and eventually this did not give a positive impact in Q2 at least. The impact on raw material prices was that the cotton prices of Indian cotton fell, and because of import duty, international cotton was cheaper. Most of the spinners, including RSWM, had the stock of cotton, which impacted the profitability negatively, and lower cotton prices pulled down the cotton yarn prices downwards. So there is impact of 5 to 6% of cotton yarn prices during this quarter because of imposition of import duty removal. Now, RSWM tried to mitigate the situation through strong focus on internal business processes and other strategic initiatives which have been implemented partially and will have impact in this half year two of the financial year 25-26. The company have invested significantly in 70 megawatts of renewable energy, 10 megawatt behind the meter, which we shared in the previous call also, and 60 megawatt round the clock power, which board had cleared a few days back, and today we approved this further. Now, this 70 megawatt of renewable energy which we are now using will make us a company which has more than two-thirds of its energy consumed from renewable sources. To be precise, 70% of the total consumption will now be from the renewable resources, so we will be using the green energy to this extent. This will not only help the company in fulfilling the sustainable objective, but also will give us advantage in terms of power cost rationalization. Further, your company is also exploring the possibility of forward integration. Under the initiative, the company had planned to invest almost 92 crore in modernization and upgradation of net division. And this will also give us additional product mix as we are adding printing facility during this expansion. With this investment, our net capacity will increase from 700 tons to 900 tons per month, along with the new printing facility. We are driving number of initiatives across supply chain through RSWM 2.0, the transformative journey, with a focus on optimizing the cost, improving product mix, and improving overall market mix through brands and new territories that we are exploring. We are very focused on reducing our NPAs, and we are also working to monetize our non-operating assets to support the investments and improvement initiatives. The major four working areas for the strategic initiatives are, number one, we are working on the cash conservation, strong focus on cash flow. You will see the finance cost is reduced in our quarter-to-quarter financial reports, which Nitin will share with you after my talk. Second is optimizing the product mix for better profitability margins. This has been done in all the businesses, but special impact of this is seen in synthetic yarn business. Third is moving up the value chain, forward integration of knit and denim. We are adding printing, and in denim we are adding the product mix. Strong focus on operational costs, especially on the power through energy efficient processes and alternate sources, as we mentioned, of solar and wind. And last is strong capex monitoring for productive implementation of the desired outcomes. So these being the few initiatives that we are doing, with the outlook remaining concerning and challenging, and RSWM committed to take over this challenge, and in the long run, we see outlook as very positive. So now I'll hand over the conference to my colleague Nitin Tilyani, CFO, for sharing the detailed financial performance. Over to you, Nitin.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Myself, Nitin Tilyani, and I will now present RSWM financial and strategic highlight for the second quarter and first half of financial year 26, and share how these results are positioning us for continued improvement in the upcoming quarters. Now, coming to the quarterly performance, so during current quarter, RSWM maintained its positive momentum with sustained profitability and improved operating metrics despite the global economic uncertainty environment. Our revenue from operations stood at 1150 crore compared to 1166 crore in Q2 FY25 and 1169 crore in Q1 FY26, a decline of 1.4% year-over-year and 1.6% quarter-over-quarter, primarily due to lower capacity utilization in the melange and the knit business. Our gross profit has increased to 445 crore, up 4.1% year-over-year, with the gross margin expanding to 38.4%, a 195 basis point improvement year-over-year and 116 basis point quarter-over-quarter improvement, primarily led by lower raw material costs and a more profitable product mix. EBITDA came in at 79 crore, rising 85.6% year-over-year, with the EBITDA margin improving sharply to 6.8% compared to 3.6% last year, a 318 bps expansion, primarily driven by the operational efficiency, disciplined cost management, and other cost-saving initiatives which have been the key contributors. Our profit before depreciation and tax rose to 48 crore, up 6.2x year-over-year, with PBDT margin improving by 349 basis point year-over-year to 4.1%. Profit over tax stood at 6.3 crore, a turnaround from a loss of 21 crore in Q2 FY25 PAT margin remained stable at 0.5%, marking consistent profitability for the second consecutive quarter in FY2026. Now, coming to the half-yearly performance for the half-year which ended on 30th September 2025, RSWM demonstrated resilience and solid improvement in all profitability parameters. Our revenue stands at 2319 crore compared to 2374 crore in H1 FY25, marginally lower by 2.3% year-over-year, primarily being contributed to the lower efficiency utilization in the Milan business. Gross profit stands at 885 crore, an increase of 2.7% year-over-year, with a 173 basis improvement in gross margin to 37.8%. EBITDA stands at 160 crore, up 66% year-over-year, with margin improving 280 basis year-over-year to 6.8%. PBDT stands at 95 crore, a 3.4x rise from 28 crore last year. PBDT margin improved 290 basis points year-over-year to 4.1%. Profit over tax stood at 13.2 crore versus a loss of 34.9 crore in half year which ended last year. This shows a clear turnaround to profitability. During the quarter, we took several focused steps to strengthen our financial position, improve cash flow, and enhance overall efficiency. Few of the key initiatives include, coming to the first one, which is purely reflected in our P&L also, that's the lower finance cost. We brought down our total finance cost to 30.6 crore, a reduction of 8.9% quarter over quarter and 11.5% year over year through careful financial planning, reduction in the interest cost and tighter control on the borrowing costs, creating a positive impact on current quarter profitability by approximately 3 crores. The second initiative revolves around stringent controls around managing the working capital. Our average working capital utilization reduced by 10% in Q2 FY26, supported by efficient inventory management, faster customer collections, and better supply chain coordination. We have reduced overall inventory by approximately 16%, contributing to approximately 121 crore if we compare with the balance sheet which we reported in the financial year ended March 2025. Similarly, our total receivables reduced by 51 crores in comparison to the financial year which ended 31st March 2025. Coming to the another initiative which we are taking to strengthen our financial position, we have increased the use of the invoice discounting. We have a tie-up with various invoice discounting platform and we are making greater use of the invoice discounting facilities due to better interest arbitrage in compared to our working capital cost, which is helping us to improve the cash flow expenses, and we are also managing our receivables more efficiently. We have reduced certain low margin activities to improve EBITDA margins. We are focusing on stringent profitable products only, enhancing the capacity utilization, and these are the direct efforts towards the high value core products. Our term loan has reduced further during the quarter and we plan additional repayments, reinforcing our commitment to debt reduction and a stronger balance sheet in the time to follow. These actions have helped us improve our liquidity, lower finance costs, and build a more efficient and resilient financial structure. We remain focused on sustainable growth, prudent capital management, and creating a long-term value for our stakeholders. With this, I would like to conclude and open the floor for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishabh Sharma from SK Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So, my question is on the green energy investment. As it is a good step on reducing the carbon footprint, I want to understand the cost structure. What impact do the green investment would have on the cost structure and the margins which we can expect?
Yeah. So thank you, Rishabh, for analyzing our data at a shorter notice, and I fully agree with you. This investment of enhancing our green power to 70% of our total consumption by addition of this 60 megawatt round the clock power is a step which will help RSWM to achieve more than 2/3 of our green energy. Now this we are doing through a tie-up with Adani Green Energy Solutions, which will provide us round-the-clock power, which is used from the generation of solar power and the wind power. This is a combination of both. So we will be getting power from Adani Grid, and it will be transmitted through this DISCOM transportation. Energy transportation, and through grid only we will be using this. Now this will have two advantages to us. One, as a sustainable thing, the theme of sustainability, the customers are giving advantage, and as a management also we want sustainable theme of energy to be used. Second, the tariff increases continuously for power. Rajasthan tariff is also increasing. So this will give us advantage in terms of power being supplied at a lower cost. So we intend to get saving on each unit that we do, and exact saving on per unit will vary on the level of consumption and the level of unit is differing. Each unit structure is different, but overall this will definitely reduce our energy cost per unit to the extent of almost 1 rupee.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. And, sir, next question is on the import duty on the cotton. So,
yeah.
I have the import duty is free, I think so. I have analyzed. So, what will be your strategy to this particular import free duty?
So India was having duty on any cotton which is imported other than the long staple cotton, which is now removed, and Indian spinners are free to import cotton from any country. Now largely Indian mills were using Indian cotton, and Indian cotton normally is cheaper than the international cotton, but for last 2 years the trend was reverse. International cottons were cheaper, and because of duty, Indian cotton was looking at cheaper this. Now with this removal of import duty, imported cotton use in Indian industry will increase. Imported cotton has two advantages. One, you have long staple and short staple and medium staple, all cottons availability in abundant. And second, these cottons also have less or no contamination. So, contamination-free yarn can be made from these cottons. Now, in the longer run, this decision will make Indian spinning industry more competitive, and the sources will be, that way more for sourcing cotton for industry as a whole. But particularly for cotton under review, this has impacted negatively twofold. One, because imported cotton were cheaper, and thereby Indian cotton prices went down. The mills which had stock of cotton, so their M2M on cotton is negative, and the competitive disadvantage is there. Second, because of cheaper cotton available, cotton yarn prices reduced, and this was further impacted by US tariff, because many of the spinners which were integrated also making forward garments or finished products. So their spinning capacity were idle and they pushed the material to Indian market. So as a result of that also the yarn prices got impacted negatively. So this loss because of imported cotton, import duty removal on cotton has impacted negatively in this quarter, and maybe this will also continue in third quarter. But in the longer run, this is a welcome and good step.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. And, sir, the inventory is reduced from 730 crores to 608 crores. So this is a significant reduction in the inventory. So how much more improvement is possible in the next 2 to 3 quarters?
I would agree with you. You know, we always want the lowest stock. This journey will continue. And, you know, but there is always scope till the time inventories are hand to mouth. So I will not be able to give any number. But I assure you the focus and the control on inventories will continue, and there will be possibility of further reduction from here on also.
Thank you, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you very much, Rishabh. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please proceed.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Hope well, sir.
Namaskar, Kapoorji.
Sir, firstly, with respect to the savings on account of 70% now being integrated through the renewable source, what should be our annual savings, sir, if you could just quantify?
So, I think we will have these figures to be, you know, exactly formed up. But I must say that we will have savings varying somewhere on when we have full utilization. This year it will not be full. We will have impact of almost 4 months during this financial year. But next year it will be full. Now the saving will depend on the DISCOM tariff. If DISCOM tariff remains same, the saving will be to the tune of 30 to 40 CR at this. If DISCOM tariff increases further, the saving will increase. If it reduces, the saving will decrease. So this is perfectly, you know, directly proportionate to the DISCOM tariff that we have from Rajasthan government.
Okay. So 30 crore should be the base as of now for an annualized basis. That will be directly going to the bottom.
Yes, that is something which, you know, prompted us to do this investment at the earliest. Okay. You're right.
Okay. So in that case, our 92 crore investment, we will have a three and a half, four years, and 3 years payback period also, if that math works out.
So 92 CR which you are talking about, this is for the net expansion. For power, we have invested 60 CR as group captive investment with Adani Power Solutions, which is you know, part of the equity participation which we have to do if you have to become a group captive member for any power plant.
So, sir, for the knitted investment, the capex which we are doing for 92 crores, how will the integration, the benefits of the same flow to the P&L in terms of the incremental margins? I think so. It will be the forward integration that we have done with our yarns being captive.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, the company is now from fiber to fabric. We have our own recycled plaster fiber. We have our own spinning capacity in almost all sort of yarns. And then we have fabric, which is denim fabric and knitted fabric. Now, with this expansion, we will be adding our knitted fabric capacity from 700 to 900. So this 200 additional metric ton per month is the capacity that we are adding. But that is not the real advantage or the aim for this investment. The real advantage and aim for this investment is adding printing as one of the product. As on today, we are doing around 700 metric tons of capacity for knitting, but not even 1 kg of printing capacity we have. So our product basket is more or less skewed towards non-printed. And there is an equally good demand of printed fabric as on today. So with this investment, we will broaden our product mix and give more options for the customer and complete our package for any customer who want to buy knitted fabric. So we expect this to add. At this point of time, because of US tariff, lot of challenges there, both for knitted and woven garments. So that challenge is there, but this investment has been done for the longer term. And we expect by the time we are able to make this investment functional, this challenge will be taken care of.
Okay. As you mentioned about the printing part of it, so that has to be, the entire amount is 92 crore, or for the printing we are spending something, we are putting for further capex. You mentioned about printing as a new category. That means that used to be the job work we used to do earlier. Through job work we used to do the printing part, and that will be
so
now.
We are not. Yeah, so job work on printing is not something which is functionally possible in the longer run, because quality is something which major customer look, and the quality of printing from organized player like RSWM and from the job work which we get from open market, you can never be sure about the quality. So considering that, we have decided to go for our own investment. And second major impact is the lead time. When you go for job work, your lead times are never comparable to the people who have printing with them. So these are the two major things which force us to consider putting printing in-house. Now this 92 CR is a combination of debottlenecking, modernization and printing. So we'll not say this entire is printing. We are adding 200 metric ton additional capacity, and we are also modernizing few of our machines. So this is a combination of all. But 120 metric ton out of the additional capacity would be a printed fabric.
Okay. And everything will be margin accretive for us. All these steps will lead to the improvement in margin.
Yeah, that's what we believe. That's why we are investing.
Right, sir. And sir, also our CFO sir was mentioning about the finance cost. The trend has been lower now. Q1Q also there is the trend is from 33.63. There is a 10% impact revision. So how should this line item be shaping up for the next half? And if you could just provide us what steps are we taking to lower its impact going ahead as a percentage of sales or an absolute number also.
So thank you very much. Nitin probably was mentioning about the last quarter, and next quarter also we are making plan. I'll request Nitin to explain the steps we are taking.
So Saket, what we are trying to do is, let's say we are trying to negotiate with the bankers to reset our interest rate, which is ongoing for the outstanding term loans. This is one step we are taking. Second, what we are doing, we are trying to focus more on the vendor financing. Let's say the regular raw material payments, which we are doing it for the regular purchases for our domestic vendors, those bill discounting give us lower finance costs in comparison to what banks are offering. So we are trying to take benefit of the interest arbitrage. Plus, another step which we are planning is the domestic factoring for some of our receivables. And because that also come at a cheaper price when compared to the cost of taking the funds from banks. Plus, fourth, what we are doing is effective working capital management, so that the funds are turning around at a quicker pace, which ultimately lead to the lower interest cost. So I believe I've been able to explain you.
Yes, sir. So if this works out the way this... Okay, ma'am. I join the queue, not an issue.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from... Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Navneet. From Navneet Bhaya, please proceed.
Hi, good evening. I had a few questions. In this quarter, we did not see too much of an impact on your sales because of the tariffs announced by, the United States. So are we expecting to see some impact in quarter three because of the tariffs?
So, Navneet, first of all, thank you very much for appreciating the lesser impact of tariff. So tariffs actually have impacted our business, different business differently. The biggest impact has happened on our knit business, followed by melange business, and then, you know, yarn business, had, especially cotton yarn business, has a mixed impact of removal of import duty and of tariff. So most of my customers for knitted fabric are going through very, very tough time. So they are renegotiating the orders with the U.S. customers. As you understand, many knit consumers in India are selling garments to U.S. And U.S. customers have asked for strong discounts. So that has impacted. RSWM utilization of knit business is impacted during this period. And similar thing has happened in melange, because many melange customers are knitters and garmenters for U.S. And the impact on that is there. Now, we had certain orders for the month of July and August, and we got impact in the month of September. So this quarter is seen impact accordingly. October has been equally challenging for both these businesses, and November will have some improvement, may or may not be as on today, we can say. So, but quarter three is also equally impacted in these two businesses. But RSWM has six business segments. So these three are the one impacted. The other three are comparatively less impacted. So that impact we are expecting to be limited in the third quarter. So the entire management is working towards ensuring that we are able to clock the similar kind of sales, and impact is not significant in Q3 as well.
Understood. If I may ask, what utilizations are we running at right now in our yarn business and the fabric business?
Yarn would be in mid-90s. So that is not a challenge. We are maintaining the same level of utilization for synthetic and cotton business. Some impact is there in melange, that also to the extent of 5%. Denim and knit are having some impact, denim being very less, but not in utilization, more in realization. So knit, there will be, you know, utilization gap of around 8 to 10% at this point of time.
Understood. My second question is on the cotton impact, you know, that you were explaining. Is it possible to quantify the impact that we've had on our margins in quarter two because of the import duty reduction?
So you cannot really say it is import duty reduction or it is U.S. tariff. But overall, price reduction of cotton yarn has been to the tune of rupees 8 to 10 for domestic and from 10 to 15 cents in exports. So that impact is there. But it is a combined impact of all two, three things. The global availability of cotton, import duty removal, and the U.S. tariff thing.
Okay, I understand, but is it possible to quantify in absolute value, you know, what would our EBITDA had been, you know, if this was not there?
I wish I could have estimated, but it's not, because, you know, it could have been reverse. If U.S. tariff or import duty would not have happened, I'm sure the yarn prices must have improved northward at least by 5 to 7 rupees. So, you know, you cannot really be calculating that.
Okay. No worries. I understand that. And my last suggestion or observation is, I believe you had conducted a plant visit for your investors 2 years back. Do you plan to do something similar in the near future?
thanks for the suggestion, I would say. We have not planned yet. But taking clue from this thing, next year maybe we can plan for something in the year 26, 27. So, Swinderji, please take a note of this situation of Navneetji, and probably we will plan.
Thank you so much, sir, and look forward to your next quarter results.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Thomas, an investor. Please proceed.
Yes, hi, good evening. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Things are looking really good, and you're really turning things around over there. I just had two or three questions. First is, You made some progress with regards to, compared to the older machines, you've done a lot more capex. So can you maybe give me a little bit of an understanding on how things are in terms of utilization, in how much is the throughput per shift, and how much more capex is pending to be done to replace older machines?
So, first of all, thank you, Thomasji, for endorsing our results and confidence you have shown in the management. Now, I agree with you, the capex have been checked or controlled in last 2-3 quarters. If you recall, the first call we had in December, and where I said that we have strong control on capex because of the cash flow challenges. So, capex have been under severe control. And we are not aggressively going for capex because we want to maintain positive cash flow, first improve on the performance and then go for modernization capex. Just to share with you the figure for modernization capex for the year 25-26, we have approved a budget of 55 CR. And there is a strong need to modernize many of our assets, which we will be doing over the period of time.
And I may have missed out on the beginning of the call. After this knitting expansion, do you have a target of how much knitting will be after the expansion? Or is there any long-term plan on what the mix will be?
So after this expansion, from 700 tons of current capacity of knitting, we will move to 900 tons of capacity. And out of this 900 tons, 120 metric ton would be printed and the balance would be, you know, non-printed or the way we are doing right now.
Okay. And earlier, there was a press release about the Jammu project not going ahead. Can you explain what happened there? What were the reasons and what is your plan? Are you looking at something else?
So, Thomas, I was expecting this question and I was, you know, wondering why it has not been asked so far. Jammu project was one of the prestigious projects LNJ Group wanted to do. And as you know, this project was triggered with the special scheme of central government and state government by giving certain advantages. So, RSWM is one of the first movers for taking position there and we had applied for the project. Now, 2-3 developments have happened. Number one, this subsidy approval by the state government was taking a lot of time and we had not got go-ahead till the time we decided to withdraw this. The second, with the GST rationalization optimization, so most of the projects which we were working there, the category and implementation of GST is reduced to 5%, which was earlier 12 and 18%. So the project viability numbers went for a toss and this, you know, overall project was not coming into, you know, our payback or financial viability schemes. So these two things along with, you know, being entirely different geopolitical position in J&K, so management decided not to take this step at this point of time and for liquidating those funds, we decided to request J&K government for, you know, liquidating these and then thereby we are utilizing these funds by going with one of our subsidiary which is LNJ Greenpet. So there will be going for the new projects.
Okay. And my last question, how many new clients have you onboarded this quarter and how are the discussions going with new clients? Can you give me an update on that?
So clients, we are always working on with the new clients, new markets and new products are the three major drives we are doing. So at this moment, there is a different position and different, you know, businesses. In knit business and Milan business, even retaining the existing customers is a big challenge because of the less orders we have. So focus has been on the new products which are offered to the customer and working on the new customers. And we have started exploring other countries than US for exports, both for knit, denim and melange. Whereas in domestic, for our synthetic yarn business and other businesses, we are working more on the strategic relationship where we have long-term tie-up with the customers and we make a dedicated product for them. So as such, not clearly a number of new customer acquisition. We have more focus on customer retention and growing long-term relationship with the customers rather than, you know, keep on acquiring new customers and not able to serve and take control of that. But your point is very important. Customers are the people who are giving us revenue and they need to be, you know, always taken care of.
Yeah. And the UK, I heard about the US and I heard about India, but what about the UK? Because you have the advantage now. So how are the discussions
that
going
FTA
with UK?
That FTA is still under implementation. We actually do not have the implementation of lot of developments have been happening. Lot of discussions are happening. Our team has visited UK. We have started taking discussion on all possible customers in UK. And this is still under process.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you and wishing you all the very best. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sachin.
Thank you. That was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll request Nitin to share the closing comments.
So in closing, I extend my sincere gratitude to our employees, stakeholders, and partners for their unwavering support. With collective effort and a shared vision, we are well positioned to drive innovation, strengthen our market presence, and deliver sustainable value. The road ahead holds great promise, and we are confident in our ability to grow and succeed in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, team.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.